Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Nina Knight, Family First.
Hello.
Hello, hi, may I speak to Mr. Guy?
He's speaking.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So I am calling in regards to one of our participants that you are currently assigned to, Mr. Willie McLean.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on staffing him. So I'm just calling just to get a basic plan of care on the duties on everything that this patient requires.
Okay, so you mean like, tell me everything that you need to
pretty requires? Much like what is required, like when you will go in, like what duties are you doing, you know, so forth. So therefore,
okay,
we'll know how to staff them.
When I did the 6 to 9 p.m., when I first got in, I checked on him. I waited till he wanted to get up. He didn't get up till like about like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Then he wanted to eat some breakfast. So before the breakfast, I had to check his blood pressure, take him to the bathroom, change his diaper, wash him off, mm-hmm. and I would get him his breakfast, get him his coffee. After that, I would check his blood pressure again after he eats to make sure it's in the right standings. And
Is it his blood pressure or his blood sugar?
The blood sugar.
Now, how would you check his blood sugar? How is that monitored?
I would prick his finger, and then I would put it on I would take his blood. I would prick his finger for a blood sample, and then I would put it into the machine to see
get
what's
the numbers and what number. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if the numbers is low or high, then what happens after that?
If it's low. Give me 1 second. I know if it's low, I would give him orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's high, I would give him, like, something else. Give me 1 second. So if it's about 80, so between, if it's 80, about 120, I would give him a snack. If it's about 70 to 79, I would give him orange juice.
Now, what about if it's high? Do he take insulin?
He takes about 3 different medications a day. I don't think he takes insulin, though.
Okay, so no insulin medication.
And I have to give him a medicine at 9 a.m. It's like clopidogrel, something like that. Start with a C.
Okay, so I was told that there is insulin needles in a refrigerator. So you didn't have to administer no insulin?
No, not at the time.
Okay. No time that you've been there, right?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I appreciate you not messing with the insulin. The reason is, you know, we are a non-skilled agency, so we're not allowed to give insulin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you was aware, but we're not allowed to also prick the finger for blood.
Okay.
So I have to have a discussion with the daughter and Kim that stays in the home to let them know they have to come up with a better plan for the family members to monitor and check his blood sugar and give insulin when needed. They would have
yes,
to do
that. Yes, there is someone there, but not all the time, because, you know, once you got a caregiver,
mm-hmm.
they feel like they don't need to be around at the time.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So you're still on the schedule, so I just want you to know that just don't mess around with pricking his
finger. So no blood sugars, no none of that. Just
nope,
take care.
You're not allowed to do no blood sugar, and you're not allowed to give no insulin, okay?
Okay.
So they will have this conversation with me today. So when you go in on Saturday, that is not part of your job.
Okay.
All right? Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.